are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will take us and our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today. We open the musical part of our broadcast service with the trio singing for us, I've Been with Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that as the broadcast goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one. We're so thankful for your love, for we know that you love everybody. You loved us so much, you gave your only begotten Son to come into this sin-cursed world and die for us. And this we thank you for, all of our heart, and we're trusting again that you'll bless our congregation with your precious Spirit and blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
subject for today's broadcast, Walk as Christ Walked. And our text of Scripture will be found in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. Here the Apostle John says, He that saith, He abideth in Him, speaking of Christ, of course, He that saith, He abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. We read in the Scriptures of various ones who walked with God. Enoch walked with God, and the Lord took him. Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God, and we are given instructions as to how we are to walk. Yes, we too can walk with God. Not just those ancient prophets or great spiritual men of the past, but we too have the privilege of walking with God. In our text, John tells us, if we say we abide in Christ, we are to walk as Christ walked. So first, he that saith he abideth in him. We cannot walk as he walked unless we abide in him. A sinner cannot walk with God, and a sinner cannot walk as Christ walked. So he that saith he abideth in him ought to walk as Christ walked, and we can walk with him by doing those things that are pleasing and acceptable in His sight. Now the Lord has told us in His Word, He told the disciples before He returned to heaven, without Me, you can do nothing. So I'm not talking about us doing something in our own strength or our own righteousness. I have no reference to that at all. I'm talking about being in Christ and walking as Christ walked. Now, we have to be saved to abide in Him. Paul said, if we be in Christ, we are a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And the Lord Jesus taught us in St. John that He was the vine and we were the branches, and that if we would abide in Him, then we would be able to bear fruit. But without Him, we can do nothing. So to walk with Christ, we must be in Christ. And the only way that we can be in Christ is by getting a true, genuine experience of salvation. Now, let us consider how Christ walked. First of all, He glorified God. Yes, He glorified God. I have glorified Thee on the earth. So the Lord said in that beautiful prayer that He prayed, recorded in John 17 and verse 4, He said to the Father, I have glorified Thee on the earth. Now He did the work the Father gave Him to do. In John again, 17 and 4, the latter part of that verse, I have finished the work which Thou gavest Me to do. Yes, God sent His only begotten Son into this world to do a work for Him. And He said in this prayer to the Father, I have done, or I have finished the work that which You gave Me to do. Now we're told by the Apostle Peter, He did no sin, 1 Peter chapter 2 and the first part of verse 22. So if we're going to walk with Christ, we must walk without committing sin. Now I realize there are those, many in the religious world, that teach you that that is impossible. But the Word of God, as I have said numbers of times on this broadcast, the Word of God does not teach that. The Word of God teaches us that He who is able to save us is able to keep us from sin. He said He would not let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, but he would with every temptation make a way of escape for us. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And nowhere in the scriptures can you find a command to commit sin. To the contrary, the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. So if we're going to walk with Christ, we're going to have to walk without committing sin. And the scripture says here in 1 Peter 2:22a, he did no sin, speaking of Christ. Peter goes on to say in the latter part of this verse, 1 Peter 2:22, that there was no guile found in his mouth. No, there was no guile found in his mouth, which means not he was not cunning or crafty. In no way was he cunning or crafty. He was always straightforward, and he always spoke the truth. For he is the very embodiment of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no error in him. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again, so Peter said. Now he had compassion. We're talking about how Christ walked and how that we are to walk as Christ walked. He had compassion on people. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. A leper had come to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Now there was another occasion where multitudes of people had been out with Jesus listening to his teachings, and they had been out there 3 days, and the disciples said Jesus should send them away that they could get something to eat. But Jesus said, in effect, it's not necessary to send them away. Let us feed them. And one of the disciples said, why, 100 penny worth of bread would not feed this multitude. But Jesus said, you have them to sit down in groups of 100 and groups of 50. And there was some empty baskets there. And there was a little lad there that had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he was kind enough and courteous enough to let Jesus have them. And Jesus began to break. Peter stood there with an empty basket, and Jesus filled it up with bread and with fishes. John stood there with an empty basket, and Jesus broke bread and filled up his basket along with some fish and sent them away. James was there with an empty basket, and Jesus did the same. And these disciples and others took those filled baskets out among the multitude and fed them. And after all of them had been fed, Jesus said, gather up the fragments and let nothing be left. And they gathered up more than they had to begin with. Yes, they gathered up 12 baskets of fragments. And the little boy had his back plus some more. And all the multitude were fed. And the scripture says, Jesus looked upon them, and he had compassion upon them, and that is why he fed them. And so Jesus had compassion on the people, and if we are going to walk as Christ walked, then we too must have compassion upon the people. We are to walk as he walked, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so if we're going to walk as Christ walked, we must walk in his light. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, he that walketh as I walk, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John said earlier in this first epistle that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And so Christ is the light of the world, and if we follow him, if we walk with him, we will walk in the light. And we'll not only have fellowship with God the Father and Christ the Son, but we'll have fellowship with other Christians as well. Someone has to fail to walk in the light to break that fellowship. As long as two Christians walk in the light and walk together, they will have fellowship one with another. And I say someone would have to fail to walk in the light for that fellowship to be broken. And if we had Christ in our heart and we were walking with him, what would be our speech? What would our speech be like? Jesus said, every idle word shall men give an account thereof, for by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. We read in the Old Testament, God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy word be few. Be not hasty, or be not rash with thy mouth. God is in heaven, and thou art on earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. And so, if we were walking with Christ, what would be the manner of our words? Well, one thing we would be doing is giving praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and I'll have more to say about that later. And what would our speech be like? Also, if he was in the home with us, what kind of books would we be reading? What kind of books or magazines would we have in our home? I can assure you of one thing, you would not have some of these love story magazines or these detective magazines. No, if Christ was in your home and you would not have anything there that would be displeasing to him, you would not have those kind of books. You would have proper kind of books to read, and the best of all would be the Bible. Yes, you would read it, and not only would you read it, but you would apply it to your heart and to your life. Well, let me ask you another question in regard to Christ being with you in your home. What kind of music would you listen to? Some of this stuff that's called music today, and I don't listen to it, but what I read and what I hear, some of the stuff that they call music today can be just about as filthy and ungodly as anything you could think of. And you certainly would not have that kind of trash in your home. If you were listening to any kind of music at all, you would listen to something that is suitable and profitable. And I'm not saying that there aren't certain types of music that you could listen to that would not be religious necessarily. All music is not ungodly or filthy. There are certain types of music that you could listen to that would not necessarily be religious music, but you would be mindful of the fact that Christ was in your home with you, and you would not want to listen to anything that would be displeasing to him or offensive to him. Another question in regard to our walking with Christ, what kind of places would we go to? There's a lot of places out there in the world that if Christ was walking with us and we were walking with him, that we would not go. Most everything out there in the world is geared for the world and for the worldly minded. Comparatively few places that you could go that would really be for the Christian. That's one reason why I like to travel and see God's handiwork. I've had the privilege of traveling out in our far west countries and some of our national parks, the Grand Canyon, for instance, and others, Yellowstone, where you see the handiwork of Almighty God. And I'm sure that the Lord would be willing to go with you, for he's the one that created the Grand Canyon. He's the one that created Yellowstone. And so there are places that we can go that Christ would go with us. And so if we are walking with Christ, we would forgo a lot of places But there are places that we could go and enjoy ourselves, and Christ would be going with us. Now let us look at some instructions we find in the Bible as to how we are to walk. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's a scripture that I have already referred to, but we will repeat it, for it is found here in the first epistle of St. John and in the first chapter. Now, the Lord maketh you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end that He may establish your hearts unblameably in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all His saints. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of Him how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and also chapter 4 and verse 1. There's a lot in that verse of Scripture, and maybe it would be profitable for me to read it again. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameably in holiness before God, even our Father, as the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, with all His saints. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of Him how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 12, 13, and chapter 4, and verse 1. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2, 11 and 12. So if we're going to walk with Christ, we're going to forsake the sinful and the ungodly, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. In Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1, 2, and 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, that is, dead to sin, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Another verse of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, we read, and now Israel, that is Christians today, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. So our subject today, walk as Christ walked. And our text of Scripture was, he that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless these precious truths to the hearts of each one of our listeners, For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, and our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can join us in our services if you have access to the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday night service at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
Deep in the night, the angels were heard singing a sweet melody.
Song.